More than 1 million adults in Pennsylvania started college but never earned their degree, and that includes approximately 380,000 residents in the Philadelphia region. WHYY's Sarah Hoover reports on a program that's helping comebackers, adults who have some college credit, return to finish their education.
Hi, La Countess.
Hi, Denise.
How are you?
I'm good.
So, you're in here today. What's going on?
Well, I go back.
La Countess Ingram has come back to college after almost 25 years. She stops by the Graduate Philadelphia offices in Center City on her lunch hour to see her advisor, Denise Whitaker.
You know, I'm going into algebra, and that's kind of a little nerve-wracking for me.
Okay.
But then also, you know, just staying on top of my writing skills as well, and just wanted to know.
The nonprofit Graduate Philadelphia provides free advising services to adults with some college credit who want to return to their studies, people exactly like Ingram. When she graduated from suburban Abington High School in the 1980s, Ingram immediately enrolled at nearby Manor Junior College. She lost focus with just one semester to go. Ingram was adjusting to life as a newlywed and mother-to-be, and then her grandmother passed away.
I'm who I am today because of my grandma. And I would sit in my legal writing class like, oh my gosh, are you serious? I just could not wrap my head around it. And, you know, she was sick for a while before she ultimately passed away. And I just couldn't focus.
Ingram kept wanting to go back to school, though.
But, you know, with little kids and you're working and you're a wife and all that other good stuff, it just was tough.
You know, I think a lot of the reasons people will say are life happens.
Barbara Mattelman, Executive Director of Graduate Philadelphia, says there are many reasons people drop out of college.
I had a family. I needed to stop out to take care of my family. There was an illness in my family. I had an illness. They needed to stop out to get a job.
She says Graduate Philadelphia is the only nonprofit in the region that solely works with comebackers. Now, in its 10th year, the program has provided services to more than 5,000 adults and helped more than 700 graduate. It works with 12 partner colleges, including Chestnut Hill College, Temple University, and Bloomsburg University. But students can go anywhere. Mattelman says 70% of their comebackers are female and 90% are eligible for Pell Grants. She also says adults who go through Graduate Philadelphia have a much higher success rate than the national average of adults who return to college on their own. And that can have a larger impact.
In Philadelphia, a city with such a high rate of poverty, I think it's important for adults to realize that in order to get a job that pays family-sustaining wages, for the most part, they at least need a bachelor's degree.
She says on average, a college graduate earns $1 million more over a lifetime than someone with a high school diploma. La Countess Ingram has worked at Independence Blue Cross for the past 16 years as a senior case management assistant and is now studying at Community College of Philadelphia. She felt the timing was right to return because her children are out of the house and recently remarried. She has her husband's support.
He was like, go for it. You can do it. My children were like, this is great. You got it, Mom.
She's also grateful her advisor, Denise, can meet her at work, especially when filling out financial aid forms.
She took a lot of the weight off of my shoulders, so I didn't have to do it when I got home. It was done within the workday.
Program officials say it takes most students 4 to 6 years to finish who go through Graduate Philadelphia. And increasing the number of college graduates is not just a local focus. Both President Obama and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf have set ambitious goals of helping more people finish college. Wolf wants to nearly double the percentage of workers with a college diploma by 2025. At Cabrini College in Delaware County, adult learners meet for class in a newly renovated high-tech room.
So you can see the room has that light, airy feel that doesn't feel like night school.
That's Marguerite Weber, Vice President of Adult and Professional Programs at Cabrini, a partner college with Graduate Philadelphia. She says the space and courses have been specifically designed for adult learners. Students take 2 coordinated classes that are online and meet once a week with faculty and a learning mentor.
So what's different about it is that the time that the students are here face-to-face, it's kind of like their study time or their homework time. And while they're doing learning, the learning mentor is there to give them immediate feedback
She says the mentor is always available to students and part of all adult learner classes for the first year as a way to help avoid the high failure rate that adult learners who take online classes have. Weber says the room and the courses are designed like the modern workplace.
They're working with each other as collaborators and equals with a learning mentor there to guide them, which is much more the authentic work situation. I mean, very rarely do we go off into our rooms and do our work.
Demand for this help should only increase. The National Center for Education Statistics says adult learners are expected to be the fastest growing population in higher education. For WHYY News, I'm Sarah Hoover.